Music, but I put it to Cajun music because I'm from the swamps of Louisiana.
Cajun music,
yeah.
Like me and my papa used to play. And I'll flow.
Hey, that's Gene and me. We're having a good old time. More about Gene in just a little bit. Let me ask you a question first. When is the last time you've had a good old time with your parent or an aging adult? I mean a real good time, full of joy, love, maybe even some tears. We're going to talk about that today. It's an emotional episode. I actually brought two people to tears, but there were more tears of joy than they were of sadness as we continue our conversation about the 9 beginner steps to raising parents or an aging adult.
Yes, sir. I'll float on down by you, my Cajun hideaway.
This is Raising Rents, Episode 4. In this episode, we talk about the beginner steps to raising parents or an aging adult. Step 7, be fun, and step 8, be loving. If you missed the episodes on the previous steps, please go back to episodes 1, 2, and 3, and you'll hear about the steps 1 through 6. Raising Rents is a show about everything you need to know in raising your parents or an aging adult. Thank you for taking the time to listen. This show is dedicated to Chuck Berry, who just passed away on March 18th at the age of 90. Stick around at the end of the show, and I'll tell you why.
Hello, Rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us Rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day, she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. By the way, this show is made possible with the support of Comfort Care. Comfort Care is a national home care provider, and they truly do help you live your best life possible. Beginner steps to raising parents. Step 7, be fun.
Laughter is the best medicine of all.
Now, wait a minute, Phyllis. Is that really true? All of you should know by now that Phyllis is my wife, and I don't typically challenge her, but it is an old cliche. Laughter is the best medicine. So I went and I Googled it, and I did find arguments on both sides of the table as to whether or not laughter does have a direct correlation to mental and physical benefits. I will tell you, though, most of the research I read leans towards yes, it does have positive benefits. Now, I'm not going to get scientific on you, but I will provide some links in our show notes that you can find on our website to some of the research I found on the web. So you can read it for yourself. But I have to say, I was nodding my head when I read some of the study. William B. Stream, who's a PhD and wrote in the Canadian Family Physician Journal, an article that he titled Laughter Prescription. And he shares that there's been clinical evidence that shows there is a positive impact of laughter. And some of the areas it's been reported are areas that I personally could tell you from my home care experience are true. Now, I know that's anecdotal, but I can tell you I've seen it in the areas that he reports, such as geriatrics, oncology, rehabilitation, rheumatology, home care, palliative care, and hospice care. And what I mean by what I've seen is that I will go and visit one of my clients while they're at physical therapy, and I will see the physical therapist joking with them, cutting up, having a great sense of humor, and my client laughing with them. And I could see that my client is being more responsive, more open to encouragement, and actually doing better than when I look around the other room and they're not having that same experience. Helen Hunter is an independent geriatric social worker. She's a consultant, trainer, and a spiritual director. She wrote an article on caregiver.com titled "Laughter is the Best Medicine." She also says that there are studies out there that show the physical effects of laughing do exist. For example, when we laugh, we release stuff in our brain that gives you a natural high. Now, I am paraphrasing, of course. Or laughter can actually help reduce pain. Relax the body. I mean, the way I see this, having fun will benefit both of you, not just the person you're caring for, but for you yourself. Ms. Hunter goes on and tells us that there are some things we could do to keep the fun going in our lives, such as try smiling all the time. It's actually contagious. And surround yourself with fun people. Laugh at yourself. And laugh at situations versus bemoaning. I think that word means stop whining. And this is the last tip, which was actually my favorite that she shared. Pay attention to children and emulate them. Now, I've been told to act like a kid sometimes, so that's probably why I'm always in a good mood. But if you think about what she says, then it only makes sense why elders love having young children around them and how it really makes it more fun. Something to think about when you're visiting mom or dad. Bring those kids along. So let's get back to Phyllis before I rudely interrupted her and hear more about why being fun is so important to raising our parents.
I think sometimes there are some of the things that go on with some of our clients are funny, but they have to be funny to them too. And sometimes if you can just laugh through it, you won't think about how bad a situation might really be. Maybe they have their shoes on the wrong feet. You know, laugh at it, be fun. But remember that a lot of, you know, your parents, they may be in their apartment all day long because either they can't drive or they don't have any friends to socialize with, and you might be the only person that they're gonna see or talk to all day long. So just laugh and be fun and think of things to do to get them, you know, at least on a field trip, even if it's just going to the mall or going out to get their nails done, just something that could change their daily routine.
Now, another aspect of having fun with your parents or with another aged adult is music. I have found it to be very powerful. We're going to be actually spending a couple of episodes on music alone, so I won't go into it in depth here. I did want to share with you that if you are looking for ways to have more fun with your parents and you struggle with it, music is an easy one. I've made it a goal every time I visit with my clients to learn what music they enjoy. Then I come back to my office and I look it up. A lot of it, I'm not familiar with it because it came out in the 30s and the 40s, or it might be opera or classical guitar. And I do a little research on it. I download music. Put it onto a CD. Some of you do know what that is, right? And then I bring it to their home. And if they have a CD player, we throw it on and we listen to it. And I let them keep it, and that way they can listen to it as well. And they just have a great time with that. And so do I. You remember Gene in the beginning of our story? Let's bring him back. He's got a great story about the impact of music.
We were playing for a senior center group. These people were some in wheelchairs and some had come by the bus that the county provides. And we were there playing for this group, and I noticed this woman that was sitting in a corner that wasn't doing very, very well. I could tell that she was sad. But as we continued to play our music, we got in some rock and roll stuff.
By the way, Gene Foray, he's a 78-year-old man who I've had the pleasure and honor of knowing. He's my brother's father-in-law, and he is a fun, loving grandfather to my nephews. I love this man, and I really, really appreciated that he gave me the time to hang out, have fun, and play some music for me and for you.
And then we do it, you name it. We played all Elvis's stuff, and she started tapping her foot. I saw the smile come in her face, and it was a guy coming out with a tray of chicken over his head so he could serve all the people. And she got so into the music that she made that guy sit down, set the chicken down, and she grabbed him and she started dancing, and we never stopped playing until she finished the dance, until we wore her out. And after that set of music for those 20 or 30 people, she came up to me and she said, "I want you to know, sometimes it can be sensitive with the power of music." But She said to me, I lost my husband 12 years ago, and I've been mourning him ever since, and I really didn't want to go out, but my girlfriend encouraged me to go to this nutritional site, and we just happened to be there playing music for the whole group. And so I've been mourning him ever since, until I got to your music. And your music has changed my life. That was a precious time for us, because that's the reason why we came. We came to bring a little joy in their hearts, a little Jesus in their soul, a little tap in their foot, and a little wiggle in their chair. And I tell them every time that if we can do that, it's the reason we came, to bring you that joy.
Beginner steps to raising parents. Step 8, be loving.
How would you feel if some of these, our clients are widowed, and maybe they don't have family nearby, or their family can't come and see them often, but how would you feel if you went a week without a hug or someone telling you that they loved you? I think that's the whole point of the be loving.
This step is not about how to love someone. We're going to assume that you already know how to do that. At least, hopefully you do, especially if you're caring for someone like an aging parent. Instead, it's about showing love. Half the time, we don't even know that we are showing love. We do it naturally. But on the other hand, half the time, we don't know that we're not showing love. And the person that you're helping, that you're caring for, they could feel it. Love takes time. It takes patience. It grows as you cultivate a relationship. Phyllis and I were talking the other day about some of the clients that we've really, really learned to love. And we're just amazed that they were complete strangers when we first met them. And over time, we built quite a relationship with them. Now, if Phyllis and I can do it, anybody can. It's not easy, but it does not need to be hard. Phyllis, tell me about a client that you really just loved.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a tough one. There's so many of them that were great. I think Mrs. R was like an awesome lady. She had two boys, and she was just nice. And the first time we went in there to visit her, she said, "Get out of my house. I don't need you." And we left. Remember, we left. And then it was 6 months later, and she said, "Okay, I need you now." And we went in there, and we started helping her. And she was fighting us all the way. She had a cat, and people don't want to work with people that have cats. But we found, like, the right aid, and...
Think you earned her respect?
Oh, yeah. She loved us. She loved us, she loved me, and I miss her.
You earned her love, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I miss her.
You're really nice.
I'm really not. I'm such a bitch. She treated me like she was her daughter. Every time I went over, she was like, "Oh, you're so pretty. What are you wearing? Tell me about your family. I want to see your pictures." She was involved with my life, and I think she was happy getting involved with my life. I helped her with her life.
But you know what? There's something about you, though, that you were doing every time you go visit her that would put a smile on her face. What do you think that was? Gosh, Phil, bringing tears to you guys.
She was so cool, this lady. She was a really cool lady. I would think of reasons to go see her that I didn't need to go see her. The hardest part about our relationship with her is that her son died before her, and he had a heart attack, and she was totally broken up about that. I think part of her died after that. And she just kind of gave up on things. It's hard because people invite us to a very personal part of their life. We're invited to share the end of their life. And if you have an invitation list, who do you want to share the last 6 months of your life? Who are you going to pick? You're not going to pick a stranger. We're strangers. So we have to come in, and we have to earn the right to be there, to serve them and help them at the end of their life.
But just, a call at night, Good night, I love you. That's easy.
Thank you for listening to Raising Rents. Really means a lot to me that you took the time to do so. Join us next week as we finish our series on the 9 beginner steps to raising rents. The final step is being there. We talk about how you must have steps 1 through 8 to make step 9, being there, effective. By the way, I need to make a correction from the last show, episode 3. I had incorrectly credited Ann Catlin with the topic of compassion fatigue and steps to avoid it, when I should have credited Harriet Hodgson, who is a freelance writer for the Caregiver Space website. Sorry about that, Mrs. Hodgson. I do have it correct in the show notes that you can find on our website, www.raisingrents.com. If you have feedback, resources to share, a question to ask, or a story you want to tell, please go on our website and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. And if you like our show, please go on iTunes and write us a review. Have a great week. And remember, our parents raised us. The least we could do is help raise them. Talk to you later. This show was dedicated to Charles Edward Anderson Berry Sr., better known as legendary musician Chuck Berry. We talked today about how music can help you have fun. Play any of his music, and you'll be on your feet dancing like crazy. He was a music pioneer and often called the father of rock and roll. A couple of bands used to cover his songs in the early 60s. You may have heard of them, Beatles and Rolling Stones. He's been a big influence to music leaders across the board, from Bruce Springsteen to AC/DC. He was married for 68 years and had 4 children. What's really cool about Chuck Berry is that this past October, during his 90th birthday, he announced he was going to release an album with 2 of his kids, the first one since 1979. I can't play any of his music for you because I don't have permission, but I do have it playing in the background. And man, was he awesome. Thank you, Chuck Berry, for all that you've done in the music world and for your fans.